Yo, the world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine. Whose world is this?
To kick my thoughts alone, get remanded, born alone, die alone. No clue to keep my crown or throne, I'm deep, I sound alone. Cave inside 1,000 miles from home, I need a new nigga for this black cloud to follow. Cause while it's over me, it's too dark to see tomorrow. Trying to maintain, I flip, feel the clip to the tip. Picturing my peeps, not eating, can make my heartbeat skip. And I'm amped up, they like to champ up. Even my brain's in handcuffs, headed for Indiana, stabbing women like the Phantom. The crew is lamping, Big Willie style. Check the chip to smell, plus I profile well. Stash through the fly. Clothes burning dollars, delight my stole, walk the blocks with a bop. Checking Danes plus the games people play, bust the problems of the world today.
It's yours. It's mine. Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine. Whose world is this? It's mine. Whose world is this?
The world is yours.
It's mine.
Whose
world is this?
It's yours. Yeah, I tell everybody in Queens, the foundation. The world is yours. To everybody uptown, yo, the world is yours. The world is yours. To everybody in Brooklyn, y'all know the world is yours. The world is yours. Everybody in Mount Vernon, the world is yours. Long Island. Yo, the world is yours. Staten Island. Yeah, the world is yours. South Bronx, the world is yours.
They call Black Watch carried Afrocentricity and rap pedagogy to their limits that's well into boredom and beyond. Dressed like Afro-Brooklyn wise men with huge hammered gold ornaments and wooden staves, the group ranted at the audience without break or hook. These were good words in inaccessible form. If X-Clan had a lesson to teach, or more likely 360 degrees worth of lessons, this was no way to get anyone to listen. I get the feeling I'm not the target audience for this product. As they themselves say, there's more to the X-Clan than red, black, and green. I'm still rolling with the red, white, and blue.
Yo, I have a question I wanna ask. How come all the girls in your videos are light-skinned with long hair? What's up? You got a problem with real black women? And speaking about women, are the women in the Black Watch movement leaders, or are they a bunch of groupies dominated by your macho attitudes? Couldn't be me.
Yo, them niggas ain't real. They supposed to be righteous. I was backstage at the concert and all they was trying to do was hit some skins. Man, they were surrounded by girlies. Yo, babe, what you mean? Ooh.
X-Clan, they're anti-Semitic, I tell you. For God's sake. The professor guy, he's that son of that self-proclaimed anti-white activist Sonny Carson. I seen him in Crown Heights. They're troublemakers.
You're wearing that X. But are you willing to get behind the man today who is the leader of the real X-Clan? The leader of the real X-Clan is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Sissy!
Peace! I am Professor X, the Overseer. Blessings and all greetings in every language of blackness. If you have truly taken a ride aboard the Pink Caddy, you beyond a doubt have realized that you are one of the original sons or daughters of God. This must not be taken lightly, because of this realization is one of the keys to our people's liberation, ultimately molding an Armageddon. In observation and intolerance of the shackled state that blackness is in, a step has been created. the Black Watch movement. Black Watch is a spearhead movement adding on to the weapon called black nationalism. You must realize that this weapon of the old and new generation can accept nothing but focused energies concentrated towards our freedom as a people or our death in the struggle. This oath, freedom or death, keeps us consistent in our war against the systematic oppressions. Through the years, as stern activists have observed our mistakes and triumphed as a people, we realize we can no longer separate in our beliefs, egos, or movements. Black nationalism is not a religion. I repeat, not a religion. It serves as a never-bending umbrella for all blackness in the storm of ignorance, thievery, senseless death, and all else that would seek to trap us in the mud of the pig's parlor. Right now, we need heart and unification. Our goals as Black Watch are to black boot stomp the agony of defeat within ourselves, organization of ourselves, and freedom for ourselves. All in one, the non-robotic pimp strut groove. So you must be totally sure when stepping into the temple of Black Watch. Because when life enter doors, death no return. One of the things we must prepare ourselves for is life commitment and dedication to assure trust within our people so we can truly establish new order. This is an invitation to the other side of the light.
Peace.
Yeah.
The Boom Bap Syndicate. We live right now. It's your host, Hard Body Dreams.
It's King Wise.
We got the infamous, we got the Four Horsemen in the building right now.
Yes, sir.
I was trying to think of a name, man. We got the Four Horsemen in the building right now. We got DJ Hector, MC K-Ski, Artie Samson, oof, Ash's Fifth Boy.
Oof.
Yo, man. Three great MCs who came and blessed the mics. And yo, Hector, man. So you know, we was talking about, you know, a little bit before, and you was talking about, you remember the sample now, right?
Yeah.
What sample was that?
All right, this song is Notorious B.I.G. Going Back to Cali. The sample is Zappin' Roger, More Bounce to the Ounce.
Yeah.
Right, like classic popping funk anthem.
Yeah.
You could hear it, right? I think that production's like Easy Mo B. I think. Yeah. Yeah, and like maybe that was among the first examples of like, oh shoot, okay, they can take this song and they can like change it up and make a new song out of it, right? Yeah,
that's dope.
Bounce to the Ounce. That was, man, that funk vibe type shit. Oh my goodness, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So would you say that you did say P-Rock and. But would you say that when you're making your instrumentals that they're more like East Coast influenced or West Coast?
Oh shoot.
Yeah.
Got him.
Definitely East Coast.
Yeah.
I'm going to say East Coast and Midwest. Like,
okay, the Midwest.
Yeah.
Talking about Bone Thugs. Dear Mr. Ouija, can you please tell me my future? Will I die a bloody murder? Will I die a bloody murder? Come again.
Oh, I was thinking of like Chicago and Detroit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So wow, who were your influences coming out of Chicago and Detroit?
Oh, man, there's a super duper underground producer named Kenny Keys.
Okay.
From Chicago. Yeah.
Okay.
Detroit, I mean it's kind of a cliche at this point, right? But it's like you gotta give it up to Dilla, right?
Yeah.
From Detroit, it's like Dilla, Black Milk, and like Kareem Riggins. Yeah.
Dilla's fire, bro. Most definitely.
Indeed, indeed.
Most definitely.
Man, I was thinking earlier, I'm so glad to be here with y'all, man. Because these are the type of conversations I can't usually have.
Right, you're at work, you're trying to talk. They're like, what are you talking about, man?
Yeah. Or even if I have these conversations with hip-hop heads that are, like, around my age, just different names that are coming up. And it's a whole different topic, you know what I mean? So, oh, man. Yeah, I started with all the old stuff, too, so... You know, it's dope to be able to sit here and have this conversation with y'all. And y'all got so much more wisdom than I do with that as well. Because you, like, you were around, right? And y'all were also around when that golden age came in. Now I only listen back to it. I'm like, damn. Like Mobb Deep shit, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Straight time traveling. You know, and
so I said, yo, man, you got, because I was talking about the Prodigy book, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Man, that's one of the best books ever written.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the Prodigy. No, not just like a hip hop book, like, you know,
that,
like I'm talking about
hip-hop.
like yeah, like, yeah, Richard, yeah. Wright's Black Boy is like my favorite sort of like autobiographical book, but like Prodigy's book is like right up there with it, you know?
Mind blowing. And how he did the sound effects.
Oh, man.
Like,
hey, you listen to the audiobook?
Yeah.
With his voice?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I definitely, to anyone listening right now, I definitely recommend Prodigy, My Infamous Life.
Yeah.
Part 1, Part 2. I found it on YouTube, but, you know, don't tell nobody because they might take it off. They find out, but that's for anybody to tap into. I just wanted to touch base with the climate check real quick. I'm trying to get these weekly climate checks in. Africa Bambaataa, peace to the brother, dies at 68. Earlier in the month of April.
Man, that nigga gets no play on this show. What the hell?
Are you talking about the legal stuff?
Yo, God.
I'm not familiar with the situation. However, you know, I'm not.
It's conflicting. Yeah.
And, this is a climate change. Perfect one.
Yeah.
Let's start with you. What do you think about Bambaataa?
You know what? I seen some people giving some testimony saying he was touching the kids, and, you know, I don't know. You know what I mean? It seemed a little suspicious. You know what I mean? And I tend to believe the victims, man. Myself, you know what I mean? So,
okay.
You know, I hate it. You know, a lot of my heroes growing up is like, they get torn down. It's like ruining my youth and all that. But you know what I mean? It's like, I believe the victims, you know?
What about you, Yardy?
Yeah, I think I fall on the same side. Like, it's, you know, his accomplishments in hip-hop is one thing. But from what I understand, it was pretty much just a well-known underground secret that this dude was violating young boys, you know?
Yes.
And, in our culture, and I think almost every culture, like, the crimes against kids is the worst.
The worst of worst.
Yeah, it's unforgivable. Like people who've done heinous crimes look at people who've harmed kids like they're, like
some other
scum
monster
of the earth.
Yeah,
you know?
Bro.
And, so with that, man, I don't even acknowledge that brother no more, man.
Okay,
like,
okay.
You know, if it was something else, if it was a, you know, a wrongful murder or something else, he sold drugs or whatever,
you know what I mean?
I can understand, you know, but, well, crimes against kids, you know, and, like, I've heard the accusers, but I've never heard him or anyone be like, nah, it didn't happen. People are like, but he did Planet Rock, though.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, come on, you
fuck
know?
That. Like, and the Zulu Nation and all of that, right?
He harmed kids, man. Like, I can't get past that, you know? Yeah, that's where I stand with that.
What about you, K-Ski?
Tell us, K-Ski.
Same thing. It's messed up because part of my childhood was listening to Afrika Bambaataa, Soul Sonic Force. But like you already said, you know, if you were selling drugs or you shoot out, that's one thing. But you violating kids, young boys, that's a no-go. You know what I mean?
Straight up.
So I can't even listen to some of the music. You know, I love Planet Rock. I love Looking for the Perfect Beat. You know what I'm saying? I used to break dance to that.
Yeah.
But you know, once you doing something foul like that,
nothing else matters.
Yeah, nothing else matters, bro. You know, because we come from the communities where, you know, we already disenfranchised. So you go and you double down on the kid. You know what I mean? So, nah.
Yeah. How about DJ Hector?
I mean, I'm just going to say it's brutal. Like, it's brutal to hear this about a pioneer. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because, and this is the thing, right? It's like, okay, so you go, first of all, you're a leader of, you know, if not the biggest gang in the Bronx, right? Black Spades.
Black Spades.
Right? Y'all, okay, you got, you know, Herc, LaRock doing their thing. Here comes African Bambaataa, right? You know, you create the Zulu Nation, right? You do all of this great things, but you're violating children. And everybody knew it. Everybody knew it. I seen enough testimonies of, you know, brothers that are there in the Zulu Nation, all of that. You know, being like, bro, I could tell he was a fuck. You know, he's that guy. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, where does the line get drawn of being a rat? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure a lot of people didn't want to say anything because they didn't want to rat their brother out. You know what I mean? Mm. But it's like, is that a... I mean, that's the right action taken, in my opinion, if you're talking about somebody who's violating children. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You can't let that slide.
You can't let that slide, bro.
No,
nigga, if you know that shit, you cannot allow that shit to slide, bro. Mm-hmm. No way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like you guys all said, yo, in the black communities, Latino community, we could go and chop a motherfucker up. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? We could do, you know what I'm saying?
It's the late night show.
Yeah, it's late night, so late, we could swear, we could do all
explicit.
That.
No,
so,
yeah.
You know, we, you know, a brother can go to jail for 30 keys, you know what I mean? It's nothing, man, bro. You know, it's all good, brother. You know what I mean? Yeah. But as soon as you touch a child, bro, yo, you're done. You're done. So he gets no play on the show, DJ.
Yeah, yeah.
He gets no shout out.
Yeah.
Okay. Matter of fact, I might even say something about Diddy before I say something about him. Diddy gets no play neither.
You know, the thing is, it's like, you know, like, life isn't black and white. You know what I mean? There's, you know what I mean? People want to be like, this guy's a good person. This guy's a bad person. You know what I mean? Diddy, as soon as I seen that footage of him at the hotel kicking Cassie, I was like, fuck Diddy. But you know what? Diddy's done more to help more artists in hip-hop than probably anybody. He's done more to promote hip-hop, to help hip-hop probably than anybody. But still, fuck Diddy. You know what I mean? Because it's complicated. Yeah. It's not simple black and white, right?
Yeah.
What
do you got? Okay, let's go. What do you think about that?
Hold on, let me go. Okay. Because I agree. You know, I agree. On the Boom Bap Syndicate, we don't condone that. So if you tolerate or act in any of these ways that we're speaking about, it's a big fuck you from our side, all right? So I appreciate the conversation because I didn't know all of that, right? So it's always good to learn, you know? And with that, I agree with all, yo. Africa Bambaataa, okay. Show improved it. Okay, on to the next one. That's exile, right? Exile. Now we're talking about Diddy. And if we talk about, you know, trafficking and dealing with helping artists, young black people, young black children, teens come through and be successful, right? That's a fact. He did that. But then what are the side effects of that? What are the side effects that's happened? Because, yeah, making other people successful, helping your brother is another thing. But then you have the other side of, okay, what did he do in order to get there?
Yeah, man. That's.
So does that cancel out what he has built?
Yeah. So with me, because, you know, when you coming up, especially, like, I remember being in Hawaii in the 90s, and, like, Bad Boy was killing it. You know what I'm saying? And for me, I'm like, yo, this young black man doing it. I'm proud. But I also remember reading Malcolm X and the older generation talking about COINTELPRO.
Uh-huh.
So when I start seeing these dudes get in these positions, I'm like, okay, like you said, King Wise, what did you have to do to get there? Because they're not going to build an idol that's going to turn on them. They got to have control. You know what I mean? So, because you're going to be influential. So, and I mean, J. Edgar Hoover said, he's like, we're going to give them their new leaders.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why they got rid of Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, you know what I mean? However many other, you know, black leaders. And that was their whole COINTELPRO. So when I start seeing these dudes and I'm like, okay, because for me, I'm like, all right, you talking all this, you got money and you doing this. All right, where's the next black star? Where are the businesses in the black communities where you hiring the people of that community, and you also allowing them equity in that company so the whole community can rise? You know what I'm saying? So what they were doing was counterproductive, you know? And yeah, you get caught by the flash and you like, yeah, they're doing it. But it's like, okay, are you investing in the community and you trying to build a, because like I said, well, when did Black Star come out? You know what I mean?
Black Star Line.
This is Marcus Garvey back in early 1900s. And we still don't have a trade agreement with African countries and ships so we can trade. And you know what I mean? So it's like, okay, you fronting. You know what I mean? Somebody gave you money so you can lead us astray.
That's an important point, man. Anyone else?
So my take on Diddy before even all the freaky shit that was revealed was I feel like anyone that Diddy put on and anyone that got success from being around Diddy, it was like almost like an unintentional byproduct of him putting, like, I don't feel like he intended to make anyone rich, because he basically invented the slave deal, like where he signs you. He has your publishing. He has everything. You don't know anything about the business, and he keeps you ignorant. And then years later, every artist he had, the ones that survived, you see they're always fighting him in court. I mean, the Locks had to basically almost assault him to get out of their deal. Like, everyone was in slave deals, you know? And I just feel like for a black man to get into that position as a mogul, and you do no better than the white business or the Jewish business people before who owned all the labels, and you do no different when you get that chance. You know, Biggie dies broke, Mace leaves, goes to the church, Black Rob dies broke, you know, Craig Mack dies broke, you know, and Diddy has all their publishing, you know. So I just feel like at some point when we get in these positions, we have to do better. Otherwise, anything we're saying about the so-called oppressors or those who are doing these things, like, who are those people now if it's not us, you know? We're doing it to ourselves now. We're victimized. And you still hear it all throughout hip-hop, even among the younger people. You hear an artist signing these younger artists, and then he's robbing them. And then years later, they want out of their contract when they get knowledge of the business, you know? So I feel like that was Diddy's first thing to me before the assault and all the freaky shit that he was doing, just robbing these young artists and flossing with them in the videos and the shiny clothes, but, you know, behind the scenes, you're victimizing them, you know? So, yeah, that was my take on Diddy, man. I lost respect for him from that.
Well, what's your take on it, Hardbody?
Well, I say, like, you know, yeah, like, Shook called it out at the Source Awards, right? You know what I mean? He called it out in the Source Awards. You know, I find it very interesting that, you know, there's a theme amongst people who abuse other people, right? And is that they've been abused themselves. And when you look at the story of Diddy and the private school that he went to in Mount Vernon, there was actually quite a few open cases about the priest there molesting the children, right? So, yeah, so it kind of gives you an idea of, like, okay, he's coming from that. His father allegedly ratted out Bumpy, ratting on Bumpy's team, right? Supposedly, his auntie, his mother is actually his auntie. ASAP Ferg's father, ASAP Ferg's father is the one that did the Bad Boy logo, and Diddy pretty much robbed him for that. That party that Diddy had at the
what was it, in the gym?
Yeah.
And how many people died?
It was nine,
right? Nine kids died. You know what I mean? Splattered up against the glass, and I don't even know how that would happen, but it happened. And he didn't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Your mentor is well, that was his first one, but then the next boy
from Jive, the white Clyde boy, Davis.
Clyde Davis.
We know how Clyde Davis gets.
Clyde Davis. You know what I mean? Right? So, and if he's already a child that's been, diddled, no pun intended, and then he, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, yo, and that's the thing about these guys at the top. They know things about you. They're able to find your weaknesses. Okay. Right? So, I agree with all of y'all. It's like, if you have that much money. The nigga had the key to the city, bro. The mayor gave him the key to New York City. Like, yo, bro, tell me which black man got a key to New York City, bro. You know what I mean? Like, that's a big thing, right? So if he had that, and then, bro, like, you just can't take shit on face value, bro. Nothing. Like, nothing, man. And it's, yeah, it's whack. Cause Diddy, yeah, he, you know, he can produce some good fucking remixes. I mean, whatever, right?
Ain't no way you can take this.
He did help out hip-hop artists, bro.
Thank you, honey. I like that shit back in the day. You know what I mean? When I was a kid, fucking bad boys come out and play. You know what I mean? Fucking, hey, yo, mad rapper. Hey, yo, man. Hey, yo, you know what I mean? Like, I love that. I did. I like Bad Boy. You know what I mean? Right? You know what I mean? But, like, special delivery. I want that. Special. That was, like, the, remember, oh, man. Fucking BET. What was the, not Rap City, the other one?
The Basement?
No, that was Rap, that was fucking AJ and Free.
Oh, 106 and Park.
Yeah. And I remember that special, that shit was like the battle beat for like so long, man. Like, you know? And yeah, man, but then you come to find out, bro, like, bro, it's like all of that, like all of this stuff he did he eat?
I don't condone none of it. But I'm just saying, like, he helped launch Burna Boy. He helped launch.
But low key, those guys could be just like him.
No, but I'm just saying,
that's the fucking issue.
No, but I'm just saying, it's for me, it's not as like I don't look at people as simply as good and bad. You know what I mean? I don't feel like you could point to a person and be like, with some people you can, but I just think for the most part you can't just be like, this person is all good or this person is all bad. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, you know what I mean? He gave the world wonderful music. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. I'm glad he gave me that Biggie album.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see
that's a good thing. You know what I mean? He's overall a terrible piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll say that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying he did more to help hip hop artists and to like help hip hop music grow than probably most people.
I guess I don't know if I can agree with that one.
So I think it depends, you know.
And I could be wrong. Too. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just throwing out a different perspective.
No. I don't think you're wrong.
And we got a lot of listeners. I'm curious, you know, what people think. Like, if you have an artist that you really, really like and then something comes out of them, do you put the art before them? Or do you put the person before the artist?
Because I don't want to hog the conversation either. But I'm just saying, like, to me, sometimes there is a little bit of that separation between the art and the person. Pablo Picasso was a terrible person.
Was he?
He was a terrible person. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So should we, like, you know, we're not going to look at Guernica. We're not going to look at none of his artwork no more. We're like, fuck that painting, man. He was a piece of shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like.
It depends how you look at it.
If all I needed was one chance, I'm in the party, I'm doing a Harlem Shake, and if I'd have felt some baby oil on me, I've been like, look, I'm a cocoa butter baby. I don't even fuck with baby oil like that. Yeah. What's going on up in here? Yeah. I'm out.
As soon as you feel that. I'm actually DJ Hector. I'm curious too.